Hey there. I'm just following up on the series that I posted this week. I'm so happy to see that so many people just picked an audio by a stranger and listened to what she told them to do with their cocks for days. That's incredible. That's fucking hot, actually. Just waiting while each day got put out and thinking of everyone there just straining and struggling and enjoying themselves listening to my voice just got me so fucking turned on. Today I was at work and I couldn't focus. I couldn't focus because my pussy has been throbbing. I've been soaking wet. I have been just a mess. I've been a mess today thinking about you and maybe the ending you chose and how many of you decided to come and how that must have felt. And for those of you who haven't yet, how eager you must be to finish. And then really just have been so fucking turned on. I thought I could do just a little epilogue for you, where you don't have to be teased, and you don't have to count down. At least you don't. Yeah, just so you can listen and not be tormented. This is just for you to come to, or don't. I'm here to tell you that you have made a fucking mess of me in my real life, and we've never even met. And I'm gonna come for you here. I'm gonna come because you've made me come. You've made me a wreck. And my pussy just aches to take all the cum you've been saving for me. I just wanna drain you. I wanna suck out every drop. I wanna bounce on top of you. Maybe let you grab my hip and fuck me into the wall. Would you like that? I bet you've been so frustrated. Wouldn't it be nice to take me instead? Huh? Wouldn't it be nice to make me beg you for mercy? Wouldn't you love it if I begged you to come? Would you like to have that kind of power? Can you imagine me squirming and tearing up and begging you from underneath you? Please, please, mister, please, daddy, please let me come. I wonder what you'd do. Fuck. Well, you're not here, so I'm gonna make myself come. And you can listen, okay? I like thinking of your cock, just rock hard, so obedient and ready, such dedication. I don't have that kind of willpower. Let me tell you a little about what I like. I love that soft, gentle, loving shit, but man, sometimes I prefer to be thrown down and made to come over and over till I'm so sensitive and swollen and wet. I can just barely stand to be touched. And only then have that cock start pounding me as deep as it can go, bottoming out inside me and taking my breath away. And all I can do is take it and take it and take it and beg for more. Maybe I'll beg a little too loudly, so he'll grab my throat and use me like a fucking cock sleeve. Other times, I like to make that cock see God. I'll suck and tease until it's throbbing in my throat. I love to lap at that sensitive face just above his balls while I stroke him and slide my tongue over his tip. Take him as deep as I can handle. Counting to 5, 10, 20, while the tears start to run down my face. and strings of drool just ooze out of my mouth and from my pussy. Then pin his hands down to whatever's in reach while I ride him, kissing and biting him all over, milking him steadily, firmly stroking him with my tight, pulsing pussy until his cum is dripping out of me and onto his shuddering body. Oh my god, I'm so close. Oh my god. I think it's my turn to count down. I won't come till zero. Fair enough. Ten. Nine. Oh, eight. Oh, fuck. Seven. I need this. Six. Look what you've done to me. Five. Four. Oh my god. Three. Oh my god. Two. One. Please. 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 Zero. Zero. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh god. Oh fuck. Oh my god. Jesus. Thank you so much for playing with me. I hope I can make a little something for everyone. But you patient good boys, specifically, are such a good time. I'll see you soon.